to China, where Olympic success may have also delivered some oversized expectations. The country is at the top of the medal count, but there's an internal debate going on about whether China is overly obsessed with gold medals. John Sudworth of our partner, the BBC, reports from Beijing on the debate over whether the national sporting culture needs to chill out.
Well, finishing with near on perfection, that's gold number four for China.
In China, the winning has always mattered at least as much as the taking part.
And I can count probably 100 Chinese flags around here.
Sporting success as a kind of metaphor for national status and power is a hangover from the Cold War. China's state-run media appears to be fixated on gold, not for the individual success each medal represents, but as one more notch in the all-important total medals tally.
The champion is going to be Zhao of China, it is. Zhao wins the gold in a new Olympic record.
It's a philosophy the athletes themselves appear to share. This is weightlifter Wu Jingbao last week. I'm ashamed for disgracing the motherland, he sobs, despite having just won a silver medal. That interview quickly turned into a talking point in China, with newspaper editorials wondering whether a national obsession with winning was putting too much pressure on athletes. Ray Chenggang is a TV presenter and newspaper columnist based in Beijing.
In the 1960s, 70s, or even in the early 80s, sports has been considered a vehicle for China to win back its lost pride and glory. But things are changing nowadays. There are a lot of debate in China nowadays as well on whether we should take gold medals that seriously.
It's not just a weeping weightlifter that's given China food for thought at these Olympic Games. Next came Badminton Gate.
We've even got the referee out on court. It's a women's doubles match between China and Korea, and they seem to have been serving service faults quite deliberately. It's as if neither pair wants to win the match.
The Chinese women's pair, the gold medal favourites, found themselves disqualified for attempting to lose their final group stage match in order to secure a more favourable draw in the next round. They weren't the only team involved, but back home, the incident only added to the hand-wringing over the perceived need to win at all costs. This recording, made by a BBC team in Beijing before the 2008 Olympics, is of a young girl in tears while being made to hold a handstand far beyond the point of pain. Such training schools, which take children as young as four, have one purpose: to produce Olympic medal winners. Zhang Shangwu spent most of his childhood in a gymnastics training school. He made the national team, but now, aged 28, injured and dejected, he can be found begging for money on the streets of Beijing, a forgotten byproduct of China's results-obsessed system. From a very young age, we had patriotism drummed into us, he tells me. Winning is seen as a kind of sacred mission. It's an approach that still arouses suspicion.
This is absolutely amazing. Yu Shiwen, the 16-year-old Chinese woman, in lane number five.
Last week, a senior American coach cast doubt on this particular record-breaking Chinese performance. The swimmer, Yu Shiwen, who has been hot-housed in swimming training school since the age of six, strongly rejected the allegation that she might have been using drugs.
Utterly extraordinary! Unbelievable!
But the debate in China is perhaps a sign of how fast the country is changing. Today, its global status and economic strength are beyond dispute. It has little to prove, and many sports fans now appear to think it should care a little less about winning.
4 out of 4 for China. Perfect dive to finish.
China 4-7-7, winning by 18.
That was John Sudworth, correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting from Beijing. One sign of pressure on Chinese athletes may have shown up in the competition today.
Lu Zhang anxious to get out of the blocks quickly. Otto, he's gone. Oh, my goodness.
A sudden and devastating exit from the London Games for champion hurdler Lu Zhang, whose setback today is more painful if we recall that Lu Zhang apologized for having to sit out an injury in Beijing back in 2008. We reached out to a Chinese Olympic fan from the city of Chengdu to react to all this. Tong Tong Zhu is a contributor to the BBC's World Have Your Say. Is all this another indication that pressure from inside China is becoming too much for athletes to bear?
I think in general that the athletes representing their own countries will face a lot of pressures from their country's people, and they have to meet up with the expectations. In this case, I think Liu Xiang is a special athlete in a sense that he's not necessarily competing in this one competition, but he also bears the entire expectations of all his countrymen. He becomes an icon, I would say, after he got the gold medal 8 years ago. So people have higher expectations for him to participate in this Olympics and to get a medal, if not a gold medal. However, 4 years ago, he did not participate in Beijing's Olympics. So I would say in this case, a lot of people do feel surprised when they see what happened today, and they are somewhat disappointed. I think there are a lot of one-time reaction to his withdrawal. But overall, I think that people are rational this time compared to 4 years ago. And they think that Liu Xiang has better performance, actually, finished his responsibility as representing China to compete in the track and field. So people are, I'll say, giving some understanding to him. And that's what I feel from the news, from talking to other people.
Tong Tong Zhu, a contributor to the BBC's World Have Your Say program.